Kamala Harris overtakes Elizabeth Warren in national poll. By Hannah Blow on July 2, 2019. Yet another national poll shows Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, overtaking Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, although Joe Biden's position as frontrunner remains virtually untouched, according to a Hill-Harris poll released Monday. The survey, taken after the debates, polling 449 registered voters June 29, 2030, shows Harris in third place with 11% support. Warren falls behind by 2 points with 9% support. Biden, however, maintains his status as the frontrunner with 33% support. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, comes in a distant second with 15% support. Mayor Pete Buttigieg falls into fifth place with 6% support, followed by Beto O'Rourke with 4% and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, with 2%. The margin of error is +3.1 percentage points. The results are most significant for Harris, who gained 6% since that specific poll was last taken 2 weeks ago. The Hill-Harris poll follows the release of CNN's national poll Monday, which also showed a significant Harris surge, moving her to second place with 17% support. It also showed Biden's lead narrowing by a significant margin, coming in with 22% support. As Breitbart News reported, Warren, at 15%, is in third place, while Sanders has dropped to 14% in fourth place. Buttigieg, at 4%, is in fifth place, while Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, and former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, are tied for sixth with 3% apiece. After that, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is in eighth place with 2% and rounding out the rest of the polling at 1% apiece were New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, businessman Andrew Yang, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. Under 1% were Senators Michael Bennett, DCO, and Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, former Representative John Delaney, DMD, Reps. Seth Moulton, DMA, Eric Swalwell, DCA, Tim Ryan, DO, author Marianne Williamson and Miramar, Florida, Mayor Wayne Messam. The sample of 656 registered Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents has a margin of error of 4.7%, meaning Biden's mere 5% lead over Harris is essentially negligible. Harris had a number of breakout moments during the second Democrat debate, hitting Biden over his praise of late segregationist senators and questioning his former positions on busing. Notably, though, Warren and Harris, both of whom are neck and neck, were separated from each other in the contests.